The Florida Senate Wednesday had 65 bills on their agenda, including a pension reform bill sponsored by Senator Wilton Simpson, a Republican from Trilby. That bill would affect new state employees and other public workers covered by Florida's retirement system, but the bill never got taken up.
We did what we call a TP of the bill, which is temporarily pass the bill so that we can continue to work on the bill, and I assume it'll be taken up later this week or maybe sometime next week.
Simpson's bill was put on hold, he says, for a couple of reasons. The main reason is he's still in talks with House Speaker Will Weatherford, who has another version of a pension bill he'd like to see taken up in the Senate. That closes one of the more popular retirement options for state employees. The bill, favored by the Speaker, is sponsored by Republican Representative Jason Broder. It eliminates the state's defined benefit plan or the pension plan for new employees hired after January 1, 2014. And the new hires would then automatically be placed in the 401k-style option, called the defined contribution plan. Another name for it is the investment plan. And that's different from the plan that Senator Simpson is proposing. Simpson says his gives new people hired after July 1st of next year a choice.
The question is, what's right? In my bill, I felt like that it gave young people options that wanted to be the career firefighter, police officer, teacher, or state employee. It gave them options. Some folks come to work in those positions and they stay a lifetime. And it gave them the option if they chose, even if they do that, they can still choose either plan, defined benefit or defined contribution.
And Simpson says because of those differences in the two pension proposals, he's been hoping for some sort of compromise. But Weatherford doesn't look like he will budge.
Clearly, he believes the House bill is the better bill. And so that's how it concluded. He felt like that he had the better bill and, you know, every Republican in the House voted for it. So it's not like there was any break in the ranks, if you want to call it that, from the Republican side. And so anytime you have unanimous position in the House like that, it's something you have to take a little more serious.
So Simpson says until they can come to an agreement, the status of public employee pension reform is unknown for now.
Unless we feel like we have a product that we can put on the floor and work through the system that's going to be fruitful. There's no reason to take up an hour, 2 hours of bill time to not have an end product that we can all agree on.
And as for Speaker Weatherford, he remains very optimistic.
I think we certainly would love to see a vote on that bill in the Senate. We passed it out, so we're very proud of the product. We think it's a great product that brings fiscal stability to the state. We, of course, hope the Senate will give it a chance, and I believe that there's enough time that they can.
And is there a chance for Weatherford's pension reform package to be taken up? Simpson seems to think so, but ultimately the decision lies with Simpson.
The president's made it very clear it's my call on what we do in the Senate. I appreciate the president always backing me up on this pension bill, and he's been very supportive, and so has leadership in the Senate. And so anything is possible, and of course the clock is ticking.
Meanwhile, Simpson says another reason why he put the pension bill on hold is because he's awaiting the full results of an actuarial study. That study looks at the effects of his bill and the cost savings to the taxpayers. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.